Sometimes it's just so embarrassing, but we have to ask for help.
This is Mornings with Ryan and Beth on Kinship Radio, and oh, I am going to enjoy this one.
Because I've cued you into it a little bit.
Yeah.
Story time. So last week you talked a little bit about a zip line experience you had.
Yes, the one and only.
Yeah.
And that was enough.
It sparked a story in my brain from way back when I used to be a youth leader and we went to Costa Rica, took the kids, and there was this zip line trip on our fun day where we basically went on a zip line through the canopy, the rainforest canopy in Costa Rica.
Okay.
And I just remember the safety talk at the beginning. The little guy who was giving it to us is like, he's like, the course is rated to 200 pounds. He looked around at all of us, of which I was probably close to 300 at the time, and I wasn't the only one there in that weight range. And he's like, if you're heavier than that, the course will hold you. Just if you're heavier than that, eat less.
<We're just> like, okay.
But don't worry. It'll hold you. Just eat less. And then he gave us this whole humorous thing, take on what we needed to do. And basically, while you're on the zip line, you have this handbrake, which is just a leather glove. And he said, you got to be really careful with that. Like, if you're going too fast, you can use it to slow yourself down. But you don't want to slow yourself down too much, or you might get stuck in the middle, like between one tree and another.
Okay.
But you do need to use it, or else you might run into the tree. So we're like, okay. Well, what did I do? On one of the longest routes, I braked too much. And I got stuck in the middle, like way out in the middle. And one of the helpers was just yelling to me, okay, try to pull yourself back to the other tree. And I'm trying. And I couldn't do it. I was stuck. And I was like, what happens now? He's like, I'm coming. Oh. And this tiny little guy turns upside down and shimmies out to me, wraps his legs around me, turns around and shimmies me to the next tree. I'm like, I'm big and this guy's tiny. And he just whoop, whoop. It was so embarrassing, but I'm really glad he was there. Really, really glad. So even if you need help sometimes, it's worth asking.
Yes.
And so, and being willing to accept that. Just remember that. Eat less. Here's Use Me Too from Johnny Diaz on Kinship Radio.